At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Nation. This is your girl Carla J, and I am on the streets of Chi-Town.
Up in these streets.
Yes, up in these streets, and I have someone that you need to know. This is L. Porter. He is a writer, director, and actor up in these Chi-Town streets, and we are going to talk to him about why he likes the Chi, why or why not. I don't know.
I love the Chi.
And then we're going to talk about a little bit of history in the Chi, and then we're going to get up all of his business about his acting and directing career that he
just
is
making sure we're not getting jacked.
You better, because honey, I got this phone like this. Somebody will come around and try to steal this phone. But what they don't know, am I carrying?
Is we?
They better recognize. Okay, y'all, so we are in front of the Carter G. Woodson Library. Now, that's the name it used to be when we were growing up, right? Carter G. Woodson. Now they got a fancy name.
It's a long name.
It's like Woodson Regional Center or something like that. And you can't even see it over
it's
there no
really
more.
Long.
And they used to have a statue and everything, but not no more. I don't even know.
Ran out.
Wait a minute. They better stop. They might get closed down right now.
There's like four books in there.
So this used to be the spot, though. I don't know about for you, but this used to be the spot. We used to go to this McDonald's over here, and then this is 95th Street, 95th and Houston in Chicago.
I actually lived down the street. My son went to the school around the corner.
Okay.
Yeah. It was good times and bad times at that time.
Did you used to know the Loop skating rink? Used to be down there?
Yeah. We used to go to Screaming Wheels.
Okay.
Yeah. 63rd and King Drive, they had a skating rink.
Yes, they did.
That was a rough one.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't really skate there.
That was rough over there. Yeah, but we used to go to the Loop right on 95th down this hill down that way. We used to go there every Saturday.
Yeah.
But we used to come over here to the library, and honey, this was the place we would come to talk to all the boys and everything.
I was about to stop here before we went to the plaza.
The plaza!
Yeah.
The plaza, 95th and Western.
We come here, pick up the smart girls, go to the plaza.
And they used to have a movie theater up in there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was so much fun. Those were the times.
That time.
Yes, but all of that is gone now. They just got the little, outdoor mall now over there. No more indoor shops.
Yeah, but they don't come outside to meet people anymore. It's not social like it used to.
That's true. So we're going to walk our way. I'm going to turn this camera. We're going to walk our way to...
Okay, I'm on the right. I'm on the good side.
Okay, all right, cool. We are just talking a little bit before we go inside. So, were you born and raised in Chicago?
Oh, yes. Okay. I started off, I used to live on 76 and Low. House burned down. And wound up growing up on 75th and Saginaw over by the lake.
Okay.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Walked to Rainbow Beach, walking on the rocks.
Oh, yeah. Rainbow Beach, yes.
Yeah, it was Stones over there. Stones was over there.
Yes. This is some inside Chicago humor,
inside.
History.
People from Chicago know what that means.
People know what that means, but y'all may not. So we're not going to talk about it. But now Rainbow Beach. Now, we used to go to Bongo Beach all the time. Did you?
What's that at?
Bongo Beach was like up in the cut, and we used to play. We used to be there all night playing
over by
stuff. By Larabita.
That's
what we used to be.
I always call that Larabita Beach.
They probably did.
I made that up.
We probably made that up. In the hoods.
Right down the street from the golf course.
Yes. We used to go there all the time. Bongo Beach.
Chicago was so much fun.
Yes.
And you know, I'm gonna put some people out on blast with this.
Okay.
Mayor, you need to bring back some of these activities that we used to have in the city. You need to put, remember when it used to be fruit trees up and down the streets?
Yes.
You could pick crab apples.
The berries.
It was all through the city. All the trees are male now.
I didn't realize
that. Yeah, that's why we have the pollen problem.
Oh, We didn't have these problems back then.
Knowledge. I be knowing stuff, y'all.
Yes, yes. Chicago got a lot of great history.
Yeah, so go back and Mayor needs to go back and look at what Chicago used to be, and let's put it back to what it was.
Man, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to ever get it back there.
Yeah, you know? I don't know.
I don't know.
This is optimism. You think about Burkina Faso. They out there fixing stuff.
I don't know. You know, it's such a shame, all the crime and stuff. You know how they doing Millennium Park now? Got the curfew. I heard there's a curfew for the teenagers because they just down there wilding out.
Yeah, but that's a deeper problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a deeper problem.
All right.
I mean, if you're able to do what the heck you want to do at home all the time, then you can do what the heck you feel like you're supposed to do that in the streets too.
Well, that's true. That's true. You ain't lied about that. So I don't know. When I went to Detroit last week, their downtown area, they're building that up, but they got a curfew too. I guess they've been cutting up over there too.
It's a new thing because you know, kind of we had when we were children, downtown was the dress up to go downtown.
Yes.
And we don't dress up to go downtown anymore. So now, hoodlums didn't go downtown. We used to go downtown to break dance to make money. If you go downtown, it was to make money. I was a break dance. I was cold too. Killing y'all.
My brother-in-law used to be down there too.
I probably killed him then. I probably tortured you, dog. It's all good.
He was north side breakdancing, north side.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's the other fun thing about Chicago. It's like we got the different sides. I always tell anybody Chicago is very segregated. You got your north side, south side, east side. You got some places you don't want to be. But still and all, we didn't act like they're acting like today. We could go downtown and have a good time.
Okay, so was you with the good people, or was you with the... Because I was with the hood.
We fought
a lot. If you crossed into another neighborhood, you was jeopardizing your existence.
Well,
it was just like the Serengeti.
That is
with
true.
The lions.
Now, you ain't lying about that. You are very right about that. But I was typically not in other neighborhoods. I was, with the good people. So,
I used to break dance in Englewood. I had friends in Englewood. I went to Dunbar High School.
All right, Dunbar.
So I love my school. So that means I was with all the project children in the city went to my school. So that means, in turn, I had to go hang out at their houses.
Uh-huh.
And you got baptized in some new stuff.
Over there in the projects. Which
ones been on State Street?
The ones on 35th,
the Ickies, the
Ida B. Wells.
All through there, but it was so many artistic, talented people.
It was throughout
those communities. Unfortunately, those people who were so artistic and talented, a lot of times were dismissed as being crazy or whatever the case may be. But as I got older, I found them to be interesting, and that's kind of how I wound up getting into the field that I got into.
Wow!
You got to deviate. You got to change the people who are around you sometimes, so you can get a taste of something new.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it ain't nothing like Chicago. I heard a car with their music blasting. Now, in Vegas, I don't know if they even got it here, but we ignore it here. But they got ordinances. You can't play your music certain.
We have them. Do you know that we have, we're not supposed to jaywalk?
No.
And this is like the jaywalk capital.
Right.
We're not supposed to jaywalk. It's illegal here.
Wow.
We don't care.
Right. We be acting like that just to entertain. I wish a cop would come up on me.
Yeah. We have audacity.
Right.
We have audacity. How do you have the audacity to speak to me?
What you mean I'm jaywalking? Yeah. What? We do.
Yeah, this poor baby didn't know. So you would get ran out of Bridgeport if you was in Bridgeport.
Oh, I know about Bridgeport. I didn't go over Bridgeport.
Yeah. All the neighborhoods were segregated because there were gangs in each pocket.
Yep.
So I used to break dance, as I already stated. I'm cold. So that means to battle people, I had to go into those neighborhoods. The caveat, and even when I played basketball, when I would hoop against people, you had to go into these neighborhoods.
Right.
The problem is that if you win, you got to try to get out.
Alive.
That's the part that she's not aware about. So it was a lot of fighting. And I was good at that too. I was talented. I should have been a boxer. Many free fights I did. Shit.
That is true. You did. I know you couldn't go to Bridgeport.
We didn't go to Bridgeport.
But as a female, I didn't really experience a lot of that. But I will say.
Y'all go where the heck y'all want to go because y'all was women and fine.
And, I went to an all-girl Catholic high school, so... All the guys wanted them, the Catholic girls, yeah.
Unity. I used to say the girl from Unity.
Yes. So, we were spoiled.
Unity.
And everybody knew the color of your uniform, what school you went to.
Yeah.
You knew what school, right?
Yeah, you did.
If it was Longwood, Queen of Peace, Unity, everybody knew by the color of your Catholic school skirt what school you went to.
Yeah.
And so those were the times. Man, and catching a bus. So did you used to catch? I know you used to catch
the CTA. My mother worked for CTA.
Oh, wow.
So we would get free super transfers whenever we wanted them on Sunday. And transfers during the week. She'd just give us a whole bunch of transfers. And that's how I was getting around, breakdancing, okay. killing people, and hooping.
So, wow.
Yeah, man. We used to play football games and softball games against people. We would get transfers from my mother, go to my friend's house. When I moved over east, we would come back over south. We was over east, so we would come back over to Lowe and hang out and everything. But it was, man, great time.
Yeah, it was.
Great really. Time. Super transfer. All day.
Yes.
We used to all the kids. We was out in the streets kicking.
We used to be on that bus, honey. We used to be on that bus, on that train, that red line.
Yeah,
and we got all of that.
You would go to them house parties.
Yes, yes.
At Gaines Park and where else?
We used to go to Mendel. I don't know.
Mendel.
We used to go to Mendel.
Had some good parties. It was a man. We had a nice culture, man. Especially when in hip hop, people don't talk about hip hop in Chicago. Hip hop in Chicago was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
And to be honest, you didn't really know you was in hip hop because you was just it was part of every day. Playing softball, and then somebody bring out a box. Then next thing you know, y'all out there battling. Once the battle over, now we playing football, we playing running bases. We get on our bikes and we like, let's go over to the lake and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And we battle at the lake.
We ride to the lake all the time on the bike.
Yeah,
ride to the lake all the time on the bike.
Yeah,
man.
So you didn't know you was in you was part of hip hop, but you was part of hip hop because we was just kicking it.
That's true. It was so much fun. So much fun.
Everybody had block parties.
Oh yeah, the block parties. They would cut off the street. They would shut the street down.
So they'd be like, okay, such and them having a block party next week. You going? Yeah, yep. I'm gonna go to the block party. And they, man, it was so much fun.
All the food you wanted. Nobody asked you nothing really. You know, it was just a good time.
And it got really crazy. So when I got to be a sophomore in high school, junior in high school, that's when house music got really, really big.
Yeah.
So now he's turned into big dance parties. Chicago was fun.
Yes, it was. All right, you ready? Let's do our little stroll, and we're gonna go inside the library. So don't y'all talk about me with my.
It's cold. She's not here. She on stuff with you.
I'm trying to have my Chicago shirt.
I got you. You got a theme going. you work your theme, girl. Let's do this.
I love it. Oh my gosh. So you said you already said you went to Dunbar.
Yes, I went to Dunbar High School. Went to Chicago State when I got out the Army. 4 years in the Army.
Okay.
Shout out to my Army boys, 7-1 Ordnance Company. Love y'all. Right.
Thank you for y'all service.
Thank us. Yeah, I'm out here saving lives, protecting y'all. I did the Army. Came back, did music for a little while. Realized my beats suck, and then that's how I found filmmaking. Gotta have something that's dope. Can't be bad at everything.
That was good. So you found that out. Wow. Yeah. And I didn't even know, you know, really filmmaking just seemed like a dream, like far away to me. It just
always my father used to be an actor at ETA. And my robot.
I love ETA. Yeah. I used to go to ETA. Yeah.
He was amazing. He was an actor at ETA. I used to go in when I was in fifth, sixth grade. Go and sit in. That's when he would babysit me. I would just be back there with helping everybody run lines.
All right.
I wrote my first play when I was in the seventh grade.
Nice.
Yeah. So my father introduced me to the arts.
ETA Theater.
ETA Theater.
My youngest daughter went there.
It's a great place to learn. I feel like all actors should go to Tech Theater.
Is it still there?
It's still there.
Really?
It's on 76 and South Chicago now. They moved from 63rd to 60, what was it, 67?
Yeah, it's like right up
in there.
Yeah. In the cut.
It was over there, man. It was Takeda Smith, who used to be on, Takeda Smith, am I saying her name right? She used to be on Living Color. She used to be there. And they did a play called The Slave Story, and I was there, and I was a little kid. And I was back there helping them. They was getting dressed in front of me. I didn't know that was part of theater life, but you know, as a kid, I was like,
<He's> like
I was enjoying that. But yeah, they used to kind of watch me, and that's how I got into it, man.
I do remember that one of my daughters went there,
yeah.
And I never forget. I forgot her instructor had been there a long time, and she had to do the recite A Dream Deferred. That's what they were doing, A Dream Deferred.
Yeah, Chicago's known for theater. Like, we have amazing actors here. We have amazing talent here. It's just, we don't have belief in the arts like we should.
Mm-hmm.
This is a go to work and make somebody else rich place.
Right. Because you got the different neighborhoods and you want to live in the nice neighborhoods. But one thing about Chicago though, you could be making six figures and be living like on the low end somewhere where somebody may say that's a bad area, and you know, they won't even know that you almost a millionaire living there over there. So that's how Chicago is, because we're segregated. You may be making all that money, but unless you're like in a suburb or something, you're not moving nowhere else, like, you know, in the other areas. You're just not doing it. Yeah, so, okay, we can come on in. I'm loving this, and I can't wait to hear more. So while we walking in,
okay.
Let's see. What is three of your top Chicago restaurants?
It's top Chicago restaurants. I like Tropical Island Jerk. And Home of the Hoagie.
Oh, yeah. Home of the Hoagie.
Man.
gotta have some home of the hoagie.
The unfortunate thing about it is that you gotta wait. You gotta be patient. Yeah, I was getting your sandwich, but I'm glad I didn't leave. I'm glad I didn't leave out of there. Look at the bag.
Yeah. We had hoagies for my daughter's baby shower that was in February, and honey, they loved it. They smashed those hoagies. Yeah, they smashed them. Good. Yeah, it was good.
Hoagies and their steak sandwiches.
Yes, they're steak sandwiches.
And I'm trying to eat clean now, so I'm trying to let y'all go. But this is a place to get fat. Pizza Man, the pizza is stupendous. Home Run Inn pizza.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I love Home Run
Inn. Home Run Inn. Favorite is Italian Fiesta pizza.
Italian Fiesta.
The one over here on the south side on 81st.
Yeah, they pissed me off. That's why I didn't mention it, man. I didn't know what I used yesterday. They didn't have some turkey sausage. I'm like, how y'all
open
and don't have the stuff?
Y'all heard that Italian
pizza? We're gonna have pizza crust. Come back tomorrow.
Right. You know, like, really?
Yeah.
No lie. In Vegas, there was they opened up a Harold's around me in my area. Yeah. We were so happy. But every time you went there, about 95% of the time, they were out of chicken.
Yeah. I'm like, how the hell? You knew you had to have birds to start the day.
They were out of chicken. And then they would have party wings. And so, you know, Chicago Harold's, we all about the whole wings. And I remember when I first went there, I said, do y'all have whole? Because they said something. Now I was getting used to the culture of, like, they didn't have whole wings. And I said, y'all have whole wings? And they said, oh, you must be from Chicago. I said,
how
you know that? They said, because y'all the only people that talk about whole wings.
I want the other part of that dude. I'm going to eat part of his wing. I want the full flat.
That's how we do in the shot. Give me a six wing.
Six wings.
It's so funny that you grew up in the ETA theater. Like, that is so awesome.
Yeah, I love it. You know, but the problem is that being in a city like this, because it's a working city, no one identified my talent. Mm. So I slipped through the cracks. Being bored in class, got D's and F's in high school, because I was an artist. So the stuff didn't really interest me.
But, right.
I was going to plays as a little kid, and I became a writer then and didn't know it.
All right. Okay, now. Okay, here we go. We're going in.
We are back. We're inside of the Woodson Regional Library, and I'm with L. Porter, and he is a Chicago writer, actor, and director, y'all. So guess what? We got people here in Chicago too in the chat. Yay! So we were talking about how you got your start, ETA Theater.
Yes.
Basically because you grew up. So you kind of grew up in a theater.
I did. Oh. I did. I didn't know that that's what was happening to me, but I was being groomed to get into film, I guess. I watched him do plays up until I was probably about 14.
Wow.
So I would go to rehearsal with him, learned, and I wasn't learning per se.
Right.
I just was hanging out. He didn't want to, you know, he had to keep me. So he's like, go back in there, don't make no noise. So I would read scripts and I was educating myself not knowing. Mm-hmm. But the thing that's ironic is when I was a kid, I told you that my mother used to give us super transfers. So we would always go to the museum.
Okay.
So you're going to the museum and you're walking around, and I wasn't consciously trying to learn. Mm-hmm. But if you are around the museum, I would always be giving people random facts and stuff like that. And they were like, man, where you getting that from? You making that bullcrap up? I was like, nah, man. And then I went to the museum later in life on a date and realized that everything I was learning, that I was spewing, was from the museum.
Wow.
I'm saying all that to say that if you put yourself in a certain arena, whether you want to or not, you're gonna learn. I didn't know I knew I was a screenwriter, but because I was around my father at all the rehearsals, I learned how to scream. I don't like poetry though.
No.
Sorry, poets.
I thought they kind of went together.
I know, right? I tried poetry. Like, I started off making, I won poetry competitions. That's how I graduated from high school. Because I wasn't gonna graduate. I wrote this dope poem, and my teacher submitted it in an Illinois petition or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't even coming to class. She called me in the hallway and was like, hey, I need to talk to you. One, you're failing my class. Two, you won this writing competition. I don't want to fail you, so you need to come from now on. It's like, yes, ma'am. And after that, I started going and taking writing seriously.
Wow, look at that. I love how the universe just aligns.
If you listen to it, it's always little. You can be out there doing as many ignorant things, but you're gonna get an ignorant way of you about to fail my class, but you're obviously smart or talented.
That is awesome.
My younger brother had been killed. So I was, you know, I wound up quitting the job at CTA, and I was really going through a thing. And I'm sitting at home, and the movie Hardball was having auditions. Mm-hmm. And I had already done plays in college. I maybe did 5 plays in college, and I was pretty good. So I just went down to the Hardball audition, and went on the set of Hardball. Everybody was trying to get the attention of the directors. I was watching how everything was working. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can do this.
Okay.
I went home and I started writing, and I wound up writing 2 screenplays at the same time. Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah. So I didn't know this is what I was, but you know, you go through tragedy, and if you sometimes you let the universe guide you, you'll find yourself in the right place. Unfortunately, it was as a result of me losing my brother, but when it's all through bad and terrible situations, goodness comes. I wound up writing for Warner Brothers, and it helped me become a better screenwriter because I had to do so many rewrites. Okay, so I'm gonna be honest with you. That stuff that Robert Townsend talks about scripts getting whitewashed and the Hollywood effect, I saw it firsthand.
Okay.
So I wrote, All About the Ring, so I'm writing it, and the whole time I'm writing it, he's saying, more Seinfeld, more Seinfeld. And he kept saying it, and I didn't want to mess up the opportunity. So after about the 15th rewrite, I was like, I don't even watch Seinfeld. And after a while, I could not identify my own work. I took my script. I went away for like 2 weeks. He was calling me. I wasn't answering. I wrote what I wanted to write.
Okay.
And I sent it to him. I told him, this is what I want to shoot. And he told me, you do not know how to compromise. Go back to Chicago.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And I, after that, man, I had some rough times after that because when I got back to Chicago, I was homeless.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I didn't get paid for a while I was out there. Mm-hmm. I gave up everything to go there. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of started a cycle of me trying to stay connected to the industry.
Wow. So it really is true. You know, you give up a lot to embark upon this.
Well, you got to give up a lot because what happens is that in order for you to have more opportunities and more success, they want you to be free. Like, if I'm an actor and I do an audition, I want you free to come back for the audition when I want you to come. So if a person is working a 9-to-5, if you did the audition at, say, 12 o'clock in the afternoon and you got to be to work at 2, they may say, hey, I need you for the call back at 4.
Mm.
Or if you got to go to work tomorrow, they may not call you for the next few days, but next thing, when they want you, they want you to drop what you're doing. Mm. And it's kind of unfair because of work hours, it dictates that they be free. And that's why so many actors and writers and directors, you know, do little odd jobs. This driving DoorDash and all that ride sharing stuff, that's the best thing in the world for filmmakers and actors because you get a chance to make some money.
So speaking of script, tell us about your new film that you got coming out.
Dadden and Son. Oh man, it's a good movie. This is my boy, he's a screenwriter too, Derry Titan. He does filmmechanics.com, and he's also on Facebook for Film Mechanics. Teach you how to write screenplays. Amazing writer.
Okay.
So we wrote Dad and Son together. Dad and Son will be coming to a streaming channel near you. Yes. Be looking for it right now. We will be having a screening on the 31st of May in Chicago at The Haven on 43rd. You will enjoy it. Starring Leon Rogers, Edward Williams III, and Cherie Bynum.
Yeah.